David Abad shows up at the Zach Gordon Youth Center carrying two long bamboo poles. He bought them on Etsy.
It was really hard to find. And then I just went on Etsy and it was just like, we'll ship you 8-foot long poles. And I was like, perfect.
It's been 15 years at least since Tininkling was big in Juneau. Abad was really into the dance growing up in Juneau's Filipino community, and he wants to bring it back. Tininkling is a traditional folk dance from the Visayas region of the Philippines. It's now the country's national dance. Two people get on either end of two long bamboo poles and clap them together. Dancers jump in and out of the poles in between claps, trying to avoid getting their ankles whacked. They're supposed to look like a tinkling bird, trying to avoid a foot snare set by rice farmers. That's what the dance is named after. The clinic starts with a video that offers some inspiration. It's a group of college students performing the dance to a Lil Nas X song, not the traditional Spanish rondola. They are awesome, jumping in and out of the poles super fast. It's just cool. And the crowd in the video goes wild. And the dozen or so kids watching are pumped now, too. Abad asks for volunteers to be the clappers, the people who tap the poles twice on the ground and then snap them together in the middle.
I used to do the dance and didn't really think about the clappers role, but just thinking about, like, they're so important because they get to control the speed. Obviously, it's easier with music because they just need to follow the rhythm.
It doesn't take long to start feeling the rhythm in your whole body. Julia Velasco is 9 years old. She says she's a little bit Filipino, but she's never seen this before or tried it.
It's like a really nice way of dancing. Oh, the little girl's dancing too. Yeah, she's so cute.
The little girl is 5-year-old Daryl. She's here with her mom, Jennifer Lagandino.
Her dad is Filipino, and she's been asking to learn Filipino dance for a while, so we saw this. A friend sent us this
And this is your first
event,
time trying so this?
First time.
Yeah.
You did really good.
First, Daryl sits in front of her mom and wraps her little fingers around the sticks while they clap them together. But it's not too long until she wants to be center stage as the dancer. People dance for hours. They take turns working the sticks and dancing in the middle. They're sweaty and out of breath. It's a workout. David Abad is stoked.
I'd love to have more, folks interested and, maybe do it as a more... like a hobby, pick it up, even go as far as doing some choreography could be fun.
When he was young in the early 2000s, there were at least 50 Filipino kids who danced regularly. When they danced at the Filipino Community Hall, he says they were proud, but he was less comfortable dancing in front of the wider population.
It was almost something done in secret, but I'm sure other kids, felt proud. Especially when we started doing school performances during, like, basketball games, that was intimidating. I was like, oh my gosh, people are going to know what I'm doing. So I didn't participate in too many of those.
He stopped dancing in high school. So the small crowd today is inspiring. There isn't just interest, there's enthusiasm from Filipino kids and kids who are a little Filipino, and even one who said that Tininkling made them wish that they were Filipino. In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.